This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The winners of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry are announced today. The award goes to three scientists whom the Nobel Committee cited for working on something that, quote, not so many researchers were interested in. NPR's David Kestenbaum is with us. David, why don't people care about this subject? And who are the winners anyway?
Let me tell you who the winners are first. There are two Israelis who are at the Israel Institute of Technology, Aaron Chikanover and Avram Hershko. The third winner is an American. His name is Erwin Rose. He's at the University of California, Irvine. And they did this work in the early 80s. So the neglected area of chemistry is the question of how the cell gets rid of proteins when they're old or not needed. So the cell is filled with proteins, and they serve as messages. They form structures. They do everything in the cell. And a lot of people had studied how they were made, but the question of how they were broken down, no one had really looked at it.
So what did they find? I'll just note, you sent me two pictures here. These are kind of illustrations to...
Yeah, I thought they'd be helpful.
One looks like a kind of an interstate interchange, and I can't even begin to describe the other one. It says kiss of death.
Right. So this is a molecule which was everywhere and was known about before these guys did their work. And since it was everywhere, it was called ubiquitin. And they found out what it did, and... It's a polypeptide, and it turns out that this basically says marked for destruction, and this gets attached to proteins when it's time for the proteins to get recycled and torn apart. And it's the kiss of death, because when it's attached to something, it means it's time for the cell to clear it out. Now, if you look at the second picture, and maybe describe what's in the lower right corner of it.
The lower right corner has a sausage wrapped in, I don't know, what is it?
That sausage is the cellular trash can. It's a proteasome. See the little tangled thing that looks like string?
Yeah.
That's the protein, and then the trash can gobbles it up.
So this is going on in my body right now, in the cells in my body. What happens if this doesn't work?
Right. It's really bad if it doesn't work, because then you have all these proteins sitting around, you know, when they're supposed to be retired, actually doing things you don't want them to be doing. So it does play a role in some diseases, or it's thought to. Let me give you one example. The human papillomavirus, which is thought to play a role in cervical cancer. So normally the cell has a way to deal with this virus. There's this protein called, it's the guardian of the genome, it's called. And it helps you deal with the things like viruses. But what happens in this case is that the papillomavirus cleverly tricks the cell into marking the defense, the guardian, for destruction by attaching ubiquitin. So the invading virus tricks the cell into destroying its own defenses. It's kind of a friendly fire incident. And another interesting example is in plants. You know, plants don't really have gender. There's no male or female in most cases. So they can have sex with themselves. They can self-pollinate. So long-term, this isn't really great for the plant gene pool. And it turns out that ubiquitin plays a role in helping the cell reject its own pollen, so that doesn't happen.
NPR's David Kestenbaum. David, thank you.
You're welcome.